Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Ah, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your prayer.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Sometimes you got to make some confessions for yourself. Glory to God. That's just like somebody, you know, looking for a prophecy. Amen. Sometimes you got to prophesy to yourself. Amen. Prophesy to yourself, as God told Ezekiel, to prophesy to the dry bones. Amen. Sometimes you're in situations where it seems like everything has dried up. Oh, but all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Amen. All you have to do is give God his word. That's all he asks of you. Reiterate, give him back his word, because one thing about God's word, it'll never go out and return into him void. So anything he's spoken over your life, you can speak it to yourself. You can decree it, you can declare it, and you can stand on it. Amen, amen. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word is forever settled. Amen. I thank God. I thank God. I thank him. I thank him for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to have a mouth where I can open it up and give God some praise. I don't care what the situation looks like. Amen. Know that all things work together. All things work together for the good. Hallelujah. To them that love the Lord and to those that are called according to his purpose. See, everybody is not called according to God's purpose. Some people are walking in their own purpose. Amen. They have their own plan. Amen. They have their own petitions. Hallelujah. But I thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen. We welcome you once again to a time of reflections, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Every day we have the wonderful privilege to come on this line to share the gospel with you. Amen, amen. That's the empowering moment right there. Glory to God. That's empowering. Amen. So we're thankful for what God is doing. I kind of feel bad sometimes, Pastor Gloria, on Thursday. I'm knowing this is it. I won't be back on the broadcast to Tuesday, so I have like a 4-day lapse up in there. So, you know, you get a little lonely sometimes, because this is something that God has placed into my hand, and I've grown accustomed to it, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing it. This is my time that I've set aside to share with the people of God, and I tell you, while you all are being encouraged, I'm being encouraged and I'm being uplifted also. So I thank God. I thank God. I certainly don't take this for granted. Amen. We're excited about this topic that the Lord have given to us. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? And I tell you, we have been having a power pack week. On Tuesday, we had Dr. Winston Singleton, my cousin, all the way from Los Angeles, California. And on yesterday, we had one of my dear friends, my mentor, amen, my pastor, amen, my sister in Christ Jesus, and that's none other than Pastor Prophetess Gloria H. Smith of Sons and Daughters of the Promise here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I tell you, she took us up a little bit higher. And even on this evening, we are honored to have another woman of God, powerful, prophetic, anointed woman of God with us on this afternoon. So we're going to get right on into what the Lord is saying to us on today. I'm going to give her the honor, amen, since she's our speaker, to open up with the word of prayer. And however the Lord lead her, we certainly are going to flow right with that. She is the pastor of New Revelation Ministries here in Harvey, Louisiana. It's just like right across the bridge. You know how you're coming right out of Oakland, and you're going right on into the Bay Area in San Francisco. It's about a little less distance than that. Amen. But nevertheless, those surrounding areas, we all say New Orleans. Amen. So they're just like little cities inside the big city of New Orleans, Louisiana. So we are just so honored to have her with us today. I tell you, she had a powerful word for us in the shut-in. We were in the shut-in about two two Fridays ago, and I tell you, she had a word. She had a word. Amen. I haven't had such a wonderful time like we had shared in that shut-in since the last retreat with Pastor Gloria. So I tell you, it was such a blessing, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Amen. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. If there ever was a time that we need to shut out the world, amen, and get connected and touch and agree and be in fellowship in prayer with our brothers and sisters, it is now. Amen. So I thank God for this woman of God that's doing the work in this city. I honor her, and just so glad that God has connected with me with people that love the Lord. Amen. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker this afternoon, and that's none other than Apostle C.P. Francois. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, woman of God, and to the body of Christ. God bless. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for today, and we thank you for this outlet unto the nations. We thank you, God, that the word that you've given me, God, shall pierce the heart of men. And, Father, it will be made resonated in our hearts. Father, let every word fall on the heart of flesh, but not a heart of stone, O God. And today, God, let us get clarity and understanding in your word. And it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Well, I would like to respectfully honor all of the tiers of leadership who are on Blog Talk, of course, to the orchestrator and the angel of this very program. We want to say bless God for Evangelist Bernard, Prophetess Bernard, Apostle Bernard. We want to bless her and honor her, and we want to say thank you to all of the tiers of leadership who are joining us on today. And the word, oh my God, the word that God has given me for Romans chapter number 8, glory to God. We want to get right down into that word, because that word is a word that we need to ponder on today. We need to ponder on that word today. And the Bible reads as such in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35. And it reads as follows: who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or even the sword? Who's going to separate me from the love of Christ? Well, when I begin to dissect the scripture, I begin to understand that first of all, in order to be separated, one or the other party must want the separation. Help me, Jesus. One or the other party must agree to the separation. So the question is asked, who shall separate? There should be no one that is able to separate you from the love of God, because your love of God is eternal, because he is eternal, which means every time I wake up, I long to hear from him. I long to receive a word. I long to be in meditation. I long to be under consecration. I long to be in the presence of prayer and intercession. Who can separate me? I won't allow anybody or anything to come up against the relationship that I've built with my Father, with my Creator, with my Sustainer, with my Provider. Come on. I will not allow any person to come up and separate me from his love, from his kindness, come on, from his rebuke and his reproof and his instructions. You've got to get it in your mind that anything that comes in to separate you from the love of the Father is something that should never be in your life, or something or someone you should dismiss from your life. Well, the word is very clear. It's asking, what will you allow to separate you? Will you allow the fact that your finances are out of whack? Will you allow the fact that you're going through in your marriage? Will you allow your children's disobedience to separate you from the Lord? There are a list of things, or trials, or tribulations, or distress, or oppression, depression. What is it that you think that has such a stronghold on you that it can separate you from the love of Christ? And believing and leaning and depending on what it is that he said he would do for you. There is nothing under the heavens that will separate me from the love of the Father, because I understand that if I am separated from his love, I am no longer an heir, or I no longer have sonship in the kingdom. Oh, that was good right there. I said I'm no longer an heir. When you're separated from the Father, you're no longer an heir, and your sonship is revoked. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and these shall be called the sons of God. It does not speak of gender, because in the sons of God, we are all covered. Oh, my God, I feel glory all on this line today. And these are the sons of God. But if I forsake the love of my Father, if I turn back the love of my Father, if I let someone come in and build a hedge or build confusion between me and the love of my Father, then I no longer stand in sonship or in inheritance for what it is that God has for me. Hear me by the Holy Ghost. My inheritance is locked in the covenant connected to the Father. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Why is it that the enemy wants to distract us and disconnect us from Christ? Because that's the only way he can go in and manipulate and misconstrue the things of God. The first thing he does is he gets you to get away from everybody who's Christ-like, who's Christ-minded. Come on, you begin to find little bitty things in your ministry. You start saying, I think my season is over. I don't believe I'm growing here anymore. And sometimes that can be true. But recently, it has been a distraction. Hear me by the Holy Ghost. It has been a distraction so that you can disconnect from Christ and no longer have sonship or have the inheritance of the Father. So here, look, it says, shall trial or tribulation or distress or persecution. Now, look, the Bible says that we will be persecuted. Why? Because of what we believe. So I'm to a place in my life that I don't care what you say about me. I've got to say this. I'm really having a hard time with these new age folks, these new Christians, these new believers who say, oh, I don't know how you church that much. I don't know how you go that often. I don't know how you on Blog Talk 5 days a week, 4 days a week. When are you going to use balance? Well, nobody ever told me that I drank too much. Nobody ever told me that I sin too much. Nobody ever told me that I club too much. Nobody ever told me that when I was out there doing all of the things that the enemy had planned for me to do, nobody told me I was overindulging in the world system. But how are you going to come and tell me that I'm overindulging in the things of God? I'm not going to let your persecution separate me from the love of my Father. I'm not going to let your backbiting and your tail-bearing and your gossip separate me from the love of my Father. Can I tell you something? Can I serve notice to the devil? There is nothing that will separate me. Yeah, well, let's talk about famine. What's going to happen in the last day when there is a famine that hits the land? Will you stand strong or will you sell yourself over to the enemy? Nothing will separate me. That's why you've got to learn how to fast now. That's why you've got to learn how to pray now. That's why you've got to learn how to be in consecration now, because you're going to need to understand all of those fasts that I went on when I could have eaten. Now there's no food, but I'm still sustained. Somebody ought to yell glory. Hear me, hear me. The Bible is so clear. It is so clear. I want to just go on just to, excuse me, verse number 36. And it says, as it is written, for thine sake we are killed all the days long. We are accountable. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, which means my character is always under the microscope to be slain. Which means because of who I am and because of the fact that I won't let anybody separate me from the Father, I constantly come under scrutiny. I constantly come under being ridiculed. But you've got to be ready for that, because if you're not, then separation will take place. Division will take place. There's a lot of ministries. We're going through the spirit of division, and we're wondering why the body isn't coming together. It's because, first of all, they've lost Christ. They're no longer connected to Christ. So how can you be connected to your local body when you let something come into your spirit or come into your mind and alter what you know about the Christ? How do you expect to get along with me on the pew next to you, but you're separated from Christ? Come on, you're not living holy. You're not living set apart. Come on, somebody on this line. You have to understand that when you have a covenant connection with God, it is almost virtually impossible for the sever that connection. But when you're connected,
come on, woman,
let's talk about this. Let's talk about the internet really quick, because I'm going to bring it on home. Sometimes you have to understand when you are connected to Christ, it's an easy connection. But there's something called interference. And sometimes with your internet, in that, if everything is not functioning properly, if all of the wires are not plugged in, and if your service provider is not running at 100%, you won't get a signal. Oh, God, I've come to preach
come on
to myself.
Now.
Some of us are not getting a signal because we're not plugged in. We've let somebody come in and separate us. Some of us are not getting a cell phone signal. Some of our towers are not working because we've let somebody come in and separate us. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today on this line. Preach on this line, Holy Ghost. You've got to understand that everybody who's in your area, who's in your arena, who's in your circle, does not need their covenant connected to the Christ, and they're
come
separate
on.
From Christ but wanting to be attached to you because they want to reap the benefit that's on your life because you're attached to the covenant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, for this word today. Look, this word was burning in my spirit because I'm so passionate about staying in the vein of God. I'm so passionate about staying in prayer. I'm so passionate about staying holy and set apart. I'm so passionate about giving God my everything. And like I said, everything I did in the world, I did it to the best of my ability. So when I came to God, I wasn't going to sell him short. And I'm not going to let anything that anybody says, or anybody does, come and separate me from the love of the Father, the love of Jesus Christ, the one that hung, bled, and died for me. I come to tell you, you better not ever let anybody separate you. Okay, so this is what I did in my time of study, and I hope I'm in decency and in order, and I hope I'm in a
fashion.
But I went into Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35 in the Messenger. Now, this is what it says in the Messenger. It says, do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and the Christ that loves us? Did you just hear that? Oh, my God, that blessed me. Do you believe that anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and the Christ that loves us? There is no way. This is what it says. There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying tactics, not backstabbing, not even the worst sin listed in the scripture will separate me from the love of Christ. It is so plain and it is so simple. I understand you don't like me. You probably don't even know me, but that's okay. You can't come between my relationship with Christ. You may not understand me. You may not like me or what somebody else told you, but you cannot stop the you cannot separate me when it comes to the things of Christ. I won't let your hating ways separate me from the love of Christ. I won't let homelessness separate me from the love of Christ. Okay, I don't have a vehicle. I'm going to call for a ride to church. We use the too many excuses in the body of Christ while we're losing our position with Christ, while we're losing the covenant with Christ. We've got to understand that this is the time and the season. We're in the dispensation where God is no longer looking for excuses, but he's looking for a people of accessibility and accountability. Come on. People that he can use, people that have people that are, so that he says, go ye therefore, preaching and teaching. Paul, even in the uttermost, are you accessible or are you so separated from Christ that you don't even know if you're coming or going? Has oppression and depression separated you? Come on. Has trouble in your marriage separated you? Have trouble with your children separated you? Have a wedge in the church separated you? I need you to know today that there is no way, no how, that you should accept any spirit that will come in and separate you from the love of Christ. Oh, Father, we love you today. We magnify you and we glorify you. We give you praise, God, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, that the covenant, oh God, has still been established. We say thank you, Lord, for sonship on today. We say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and things that you have yet to do. God, we give you glory because we won't let anything separate us. We won't let anything and anyone and any trial and any tribulation and any circumstance. Hear me by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, there is nothing. That's prophetic. Therefore, there is nothing that shall separate us from the love of Christ. There is nothing that shall separate us from the love of Christ. Love is a two-way action. You have to love in order to be loved. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's a two-way action, and there is nothing that will cause me to second-guess the love that I have for Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. God, I give you glory, and I thank you for this opportunity, oh God.
Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, Jesus, thank you, God. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? Glory to God. Hallelujah, the call drops. She should be coming right back on the line. Amen, amen. Who shall separate us? Glory. Good word, good word, good word, good word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? She's back, she's back. All right,
we will not
God,
be
back.
Separated. We bind the hand of the enemy on today. We
yes,
will not be separated. Come on, we have to take a stand. This is a time in which we have to take a stand. We have to take a stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old people would say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Hallelujah. And we've got to take a stand when it comes to Christ. And we've got to begin to profess our love for Christ. I just want to drop this nugget. It is so often that we will tell people about the blessings of God and how God has pulled us out and how miracles have manifested and God, the prophetic word has come to pass. When was the last time you just told somebody, I just love the Lord. I love the Lord. And there is nothing that will separate the love I have for God. And because I love him so much, I want to share him with you. I'm that type of person. I don't want to be stingy. I want to tell you about him. I want you to experience his goodness. I want you to experience his love, his kindness. And I even want you to experience the rebuke and the reproof, because the Bible says that those that he chastises, he loves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He loves me when he won't let me get away with anything. He loves me when he puts me back in line. He loves me when he brings me back to decency and order. See, love is a two-way thing. Love also covers discipline and obedience. And the Bible says that obedience is better than a sacrifice. So you've got to be obedient in this time, and you've got to release the love of God. And even though you have those that are around you who don't believe your relationship with God, you cannot let them deposit anything into your ear gate that would taint your spirit about the level of love that you have for Christ. Oh, God, I feel this pressure all in my belly. God, I love Jesus. I just love you. I love you. I just want to close out this and say I love you. I don't know about anybody else, but I love you. I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. If I had 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't say I love you enough. I love you with every fiber of my being. I love you. And we thank you. We thank you for being an omnipotent God. We thank you for being an omnipresent God. We thank you for being a God, God that covers all. You said that I am that I say that I am. God, we thank you for being Alpha and Omega in our lives, and we thank you that nobody can separate us. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Father, we thank you for this word. Oh, glory to God. Father, we thank you that we won't be separated. We won't be moved. Hallelujah. We will not give any room to the adversary. Yes, God, we cover our mouths with the blood of the Lamb. Yes, yes, God, that nothing will come in our minds and our hearts that will separate us on today. Oh, God, I give you all of the praise.
Hallelujah.
And I give you all of the glory, Father. Father, hide me so far behind the cross that the people never heard me. They only heard you on today. God, I praise your name and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, God, I feel this scripture. I feel this scripture. This scripture has taken hold of me. I feel this scripture. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for those who are tuned in today. God. Father, let this scripture, let it just saturate their spirits on today, God. Let this scripture saturate their spirits, oh, God. Father, let it take root. Father, you said in your word, that thine word I have hid in my heart, God, that we may not sin against thee. Father, let this word be added to the words we've hidden in our hearts, so that we may not commit a sin against thee, oh God. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, my God. If you're on your Facebook, if you're on any of your social media, I know New Revelations you're on today. If you're on that Facebook, I just need you to hashtag nothing can separate. Nothing can separate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will forsake it all. My God, I just caught that in my spirit. I will forsake it all to follow Christ. I will give it all up to follow Christ. I will give it all up to follow Christ, because great is my reward in him. I will give it all up, because great is my reward in him. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle, for this opportunity to just be heard before your people. I know that you are very selective when you're choosing those to minister on the line. But I just want to say thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for this opportunity. And God bless the works of your hands. God bless the works of your hands and the work of the ministry. God bless.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful word. Hallelujah. As you were just coming forth with that powerful word, who shall separate us? My mind went to the scripture that says, behold, I come quickly. Ah, glory to God. He said he's coming as a thief in the night. No man knows the hour. He said, behold, I come quickly. And my reward, hallelujah, he already have his reward with him. And he said he's going to give to every man according
to
his work shall be. So this is no time, Apostle, amen, to keep our eyes on someone else. No time to be envious and jealous. This is the time, hallelujah, for you to stay on the grind. Ah, glory to God. It is no time to back up. This is the time for us to run more feverishly than we ever did in our life. Amen. Because the days are wicked. Ah, glory to God. The people are wicked. Amen. So we better, hallelujah, we better work while it's day. Hey, I heard what she said. Nobody complain about your indulgence in all of the things in the world. When they get ready to, I mean, this is saint season. Some of us have to readjust and realign our services and whatever.
Come on.
Because if you don't, the folks ain't coming. I'm telling you, they're not coming. If the Saints game start at 11 in the morning and your worship service is at 11, you won't see them. The only people you going to see are those that are committed, those that are sold out. And if they're not sold out, they're going to be at a sold-out game. Hallelujah. At a sold-out Saints game, and it's real. It's real, and we living in the days of Noah. He said they did eat, they drink, they were given into marriage, they married and was given into. So what are they doing? They're fulfilling the lust of their flesh. Fulfilling the lust of their flesh. Men are lovers of pleasure. Amen, amen. That's what they're in tune to. So if there ever was a time we need to do more shut-ins, it's now. This is the season. If there ever was a time when we need to push back our plates and we need to find somebody that we can touch and agree with, it is today. It is today. This woman there, hallelujah, wasn't long, but guess what? It was strong, because when the Holy Ghost speaks, and that's what I heard today. I heard the Spirit speaking through this woman of God today. Who shall separate us? Hallelujah. We kill all the day long, and the enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. I don't care how much time you got invested in this thing. Amen. Every day, the Bible told us to mortify our members. So every day, we got to work on ourselves. Ah, glory. Lord, have mercy. You done stirred me up today, Apostle. Hallelujah. What a mighty word from the Lord. Who shall separate us? She say, are you going to let your marriage? Are you going to let your disobedient children? Are you going to let your child? What are you going to let separate you? Amen. There's something every day that's challenging us. But we better, oh, God, this woman has spoken to me under the auspice of the Holy Ghost. That's what
thank
I like.
God.
See, I ain't into the fluff and stuff, Apostle. I'm into
thank
the
you,
Spirit.
Jesus.
And the
thank
Spirit
you,
of God spoke today on this line through this vessel. Glory to God. Through this vessel. No isms, no schism, hallelujah. No hidden agenda, just straight word. Ah! And that's
Lord.
What's going to keep
Jesus.
Us. The word
thank
is
you,
a keeper.
God.
Not your friends. Ah, not
thank
your pocket,
you.
But what's in your bank account. It's the word. That's what's going to keep us. Ah, glory to God. Let me open up the lines briefly. I'm going to let the woman of God glow. I don't know what our schedule is like today. We got about 11 callers on the line right now. Amen. I'm going go to
go. I can stay on the line. That's not a problem.
All right, Apostle. Thank God. If anybody is in need of prayer, just hit the number one key on your phone, and we will come directly to you. If you're in need of any specific prayer, the woman of God is here, and she certainly will pray for you. Amen, amen. I'm going to go to Pastor Gloria Smith. I see somebody raise their hand. I'll come right back to you. Pastor Gloria, God bless you.
God bless you too, Apostle. God, my God.
Ooh.
I thank God for that word on today. She
bless you.
That was a mighty word from God. That was
thank you, Lord.
From heaven. My God, I heard the heavens speaking, and I, Rabbi Shah, my God, I God, my God, woman of God, I do desire your prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up your woman of God now, Father. Father, we ask that you will hedge your protection around her even now, oh God. Father, we ask that you will build her up, strengthen her where she's torn down, and build her up where she's weak, oh God. Father, right now, God, we call forth the archangel Michael, oh God, to stand at the door of every battle, oh God. Father, we take time, God, to say thank you just for the works of her hands, oh God. Father, I thank you, God, that you've just spoken to my spirit, that you're about to allow the Jabez anointing to rest upon our life. You're about to enlarge her territory. Father, we stand right now in the gap, oh God, for the projects that she has laying before you, oh God. Father, we believe, oh God, that all funding, oh God, is about to materialize. God, we call this the manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Now, as I'm praying for the woman of God, you're showing me her arms stretched out. You're about to stretch her, God. You're about to cause her, God, her name to be, God, known, God. Father, not by her works, but by her, by your works. Thank you, God, that you just told me, God, that her behind the mountain season is over, and you're bringing her to the forefront in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, oh God, that every area in her life, oh God, that you are going to meet the need, God. All sufficiency right now, God. Overflow her, oh God. Engulf her, oh God. Father, I breathe afresh, God, new anointing, God, over her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I call forth the Lord of the harvest right now in the name of Jesus. I can see, oh God, that the harvest is plenteous and they're looking for the woman of God. Now, Father, you cause her voice to be heard in this season, at this time, in this moment. And it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Her voice is about to sound like a mighty trumpet. Her voice is about to sound like a mighty trumpet. Her voice is about to sound like a mighty trumpet. And it is in Jesus' name. I heard God say that the days of small is over, woman of God. Things are going to be done on a larger level for you. Things are going to be done on a larger level for you. Because you have already mastered small. I just heard the scripture. You have not despised the days of small beginnings. And God is about to expose you to the masses. Oh, Father. So that's where your fatigue is coming from. You're feeling the fatigue of ministry because he's stretching you. and he's enlarging you. And I even see those that were co-labor with you at one time, they've fallen to the wayside because God said the mandate on your life does not, they cannot accompany you where you're going. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. My God.
Jesus.
I hope I'm in order.
Go ahead, woman of God. You in order.
New territory. He spoke to you about another location. Territory in Jesus' name. God bless and God keep you, woman of God. I stand in the gap as an intercessor. I intercede on your behalf. I stand in front of you for all the fiery darts that you've been hit with within the last 90 days. And we arrest a strong man. In Jesus' name. God, I bless your name. Let the prophetic word be established this day at this time in her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you're so worthy.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
God, you're so worthy.
Glory.
Thank you for this spiritual mentor. Praise and thank him for this spiritual mentor. The Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me that you are a general in the gospel. That's why you've been taking so many licks. You've been taking so many licks because you are a general in the gospel. And I'm not, I can't say that we know each other, woman of God. The devil is a liar. This is not of my flesh. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say you are a general in the gospel. And that's why you're taking so many hits, because of your status and your rank in the gospel. He can no longer hit you with imps. He can no longer let small demonic things come against you. He's got to fight you with, come on, with chief principalities. And that's what you've been fighting. You've been fighting principalities. But with the apostolic oil that's on your life, you have control over the territory. That region belongs to your apostolic voice in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus. And I serve those notice who've counted you out. You are about to experience the greatest years of your life. You're about to come into the greatest years of your life. For those that counted you out, you're about to experience the greatest years of your life. Your ladder is about to pay off for your former. I heard God say to tell you, your latter reign and your former reign are about to come out. Jesus, I thank you for this woman of God, for this mentor, for this general, and I submit my anointing to her anointing today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. It's all right. Glory to God. Go to area code 209. I see your hand raised. The last four of your numbers, 0738. God bless you. Call you on live.
I'm giving honor to God, giving honor to Pastor Bernard, giving honor to the speaker of the day. I was just calling for prayer requests. I've been singing and really claiming a new season in my life to unfold and for new doors to open. And I just wanted, the woman of God to come in covenant agreement with me on that.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we do pray, God, for this prophetic psalmist, oh God. Father, we pray, God, and we thank you, God, for the new doors that you're opening, oh God. Father, we pray, God, that when these doors are open, you will give her full access to destiny, oh God. Father, we thank you that now that her chronos and her kairos is colliding, and she's now at the break, hitting me at the very peak, God, of her destiny. Father, we thank you, God, that you're now, you said that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, and we thank you now that you're ordering her steps, God. We thank you now, God, that she's going to cross barriers, oh God, racial barriers and denominational barriers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I even pray now for the vocal cords, God. I pray now, God, that you would saturate them with the oil of the anointing, that when she flows, oh God, and the prophetic sound releases out of her mouth, God, it would shift and change atmospheres, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray now, God, that when she begins to minister, God, she will tear down the strong man, oh God. She will go in the strong man's house and take him captive, oh God, and she shall set your people free, oh God, in praise and in worship, Father. Father, I thank you for this, your daughter. I thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, and I unclog her ears to a new prophetic sound. Yes, God, I unclog her ear to a new prophetic sound. God is going to release a new prophetic sound in your ear, in your belly. God is trying to take you into a secret place. There's going to be a melody that has not hit the earth realm. It is a melody from the heavens. And you're going to get hold of this melody. And God said that this melody will destroy the back of the enemy, and it will cause the people of God to recognize that God is who he said he is, and he'll do what he said he'll do. And I decree it over your life now, Father, in the name of Jesus, let it be established in her life at this time, in this day, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Establish it in the prophetic storm area. Yes, God, sing like never before. And God told me to tell you that this is a season. Some of the things you're going through, you got to sing your own way out. You're so used to ministering to others, and you're so used to bringing others out. But this is a season you're going to have to sing your way out. And it is in Jesus' name that we decree it, and it is established in your life this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Another hand raised. Amen. We're going to go to area code 4504. Is this prophetess, maybe prophetess Charmaine? God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Area code 4368.
That's Charmaine. I would desire prayer.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Father,
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this, your woman servant, Father. And Father, we ask, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, anything that she's standing in the need of, Father, you said that your ear is inclined unto the prophet. So, Father, we thank you today, God, that you're giving her the power, the anointing, God, to decree and the things that she needs to show up in her life. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you build a hedge of protection round and about her. Father, we thank you that you've encircled her in your fire, in the fire of the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you now, God, that you're releasing a new prophetic prayer in her belly, oh God. We thank you that you're shifting her prayer language. We thank you, God, that in this next dispensation, Father, of her walk with you, God, you're going to take her, oh God, into places that she has never seen in the realm of the spirit, God, and she's going to come back with instructions, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I want to touch on her finances today. Father, I pray for her finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I call for her finances to line up with the word of God. Father, she is the head and not the tail. She's above and not beneath. She's a lender and not a borrower. Finances, I call for you to line up. There are so many projects that she has through her hands that she want to do, but the finances are not there. God, I call for the finances to materialize in the mighty name of Jesus. Then I want to pray. God is just releasing me in different areas. Woman of God, is that okay? I want to pray
woman.
In the
yes,
area
yes.
of deliverance oh for those in her family. She's been crying out for deliverance from some of those in her family, and I want to touch and agree. I want to stand. The Bible says that a threefold cord, and because three of us are on the line live right now, we can speak to each other. This threefold cord cannot be broken. So we stand in agreement that deliverance will find family members in your house, and it will come to God saying, what must I do to be saved? Because you are the vessel. You are the vessel. You are the vessel. God is telling me to tell you, you are the vessel. You are the Joseph. You are the one that's going to lead the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and I thank you. Let it be established in her life. It is so and can be no otherwise at this time in this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
Glory, glory, glory. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. We're going, I'm going to go straight on down the line. I see Mother Charity. God bless you. And then Prophetess Sandra. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you all as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm still feasting. Amen. On what can separate us from the love of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I enjoyed the sister bringing forth the words of life today. You continue to pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Glory to God. Prophetess Sandra, God bless you. Your line is open.
God bless you, Pastor. It's been an honor and a privilege to listen to the line the last few days. I have been truly blessed. Woman of God, just asking for prayer for, I say direction right now.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up your woman servant even now, Father. We come asking, God, that you would give her clear discernment and clarity in her direction, God. Father, we ask even now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would speak, God, vibrantly into her, God, giving her the direction for the next dispensation of her life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that everything, oh God, that she's in need of, God, you're touching, you're mending, oh God. And Father, you're making sure that all things are met. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, you said in your word that if we follow you, God, that you will lead us, oh God. So we are asking that you would lead the prophetess on today, oh God. We ask that you would lead her in the way that you desire for her to go. We ask that you would lead her into the fullness of you, where she can be utilized to the best of her ability and to the greatest of her potential. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, not only would you lead her, would you guide her, and would you direct her, but would you keep her when you get her there, oh God.
Hey,
Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping power. Father, when you get her to the place that you desire for her to be, we ask that you would keep her there. Father, we don't ask for her talents to keep her, but we ask that the anointing would keep her, oh God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that the word of God is about to be released off her lips like a two-edged sword, oh God. There are some that don't quite understand her, God, because she is out in
Jesus.
This season, God. But Father, I thank you, God, that she demonstrates who she is in you, oh God.
Mm.
She walks it, she lives it. Father, she breathes it, she eats it. Father, we thank you, oh God, even though those are confused about her walk and about her maturity in the office of the prophet. Father, we thank you now, God, that you put your seal on her life. We thank you now that, God, you are sealing her, even now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the prophetic will rest so heavy on her life. We decree and declare that the Lord will put her to sleep prophetically and wake her up with a new realm of in the prophetic. Father, we decree and declare that she be able to travel into the different realms of the spirit. We decree and declare that you give her, God, the orchestrated word out of the realm of the spirit for your people. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for establishing her feet. We thank you for establishing her personal ministry. We thank you for setting her apart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the words up of her lips are so accurate and precise that the people will be amazed. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And it is established today at this day in this time in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Amen. 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 God bless you, prophetess. We're going to go to area code 504. The last four of your numbers, 5077. We got about four more calls after that. Well, about five more. Amen. We're going to let the woman of God go.
Man,
area code 504. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say the word was so awesome. Thank you, Apostle, for bringing the word. You know,
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we bless all of those that were on the line on today.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us on this evening. We have area code 504. The last four of your numbers, 8254. Your line is open, caller. God bless you. All right, all right. God bless you. We're going to area code 504. New Orleans then showed up here today. Hallelujah. Area code 504. The last four of your number is 5041. Your line is open. Call if you desire prayer. You're welcome to do so at this time. Make your request known. All right, all right. God bless you. I see Brother Freddie out of Baton Rouge. God bless you, man of God. Did you have a special prayer request?
Yeah, I request for a prayer. She can pray for me.
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this, your man servant, Father. And, Father, we come praying and interceding, God. We come standing in the gap, Father, in every area of his life, oh, Father. We ask that you will fulfill it, oh, God. We ask that you would touch, you would mend, you would heal, you would deliver, you would set free. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask even now, God, that you would elevate him, God, in the things of the Spirit. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus that you're moving like a mighty rushing wind in his life. Father, we thank you now that we pray, oh, God, financial blessings and breakthrough over his life, Father. We pray, oh God, that he's closer and has a closer walk with thee, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that things, God, are beginning to line up. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say it's turning around for you. Everything that the enemy meant for your bad, God is about to turn it around for your good. So it is turning around at this very moment. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for the seed, oh God. But Father, if there is no seed, we could not reproduce. So we thank you for this man of God. And Father, we thank you for everyone that's attached to him, oh God. Father, we pray for the family right now in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up his family before you, God. And Father, we say thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah, God. Hey, God.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus. Glory to God.
Ooh,
amen.
God.
Amen.
You,
we're moving again to area code 504. The last four of your number is 4274. 4274. Your line is open, caller. All right, moving along. Area code 504. Another last four of your number is 7844. If you desire prayer, you certainly can make your petition or your request known at this moment. If not, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in. Amen, amen. I see. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm praying.
Yes,
for
ma'am.
And comfort.
And
finances.
Peace, comfort, and finances.
Yes.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come standing with your woman of God on today. And, Father, we pray that the spirit of peace would hit our life. We call forth peace. We call forth the four winds of peace to hit her residence. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call
Jesus.
Even now that the Holy Spirit will set as a dove on her shoulder and administer your peace, oh, God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that we break the back of poverty off of her life, God, insufficiency off of her life, God, lack off of her life, God. And, Father, we speak the abundance. We speak the abundance of prosperity in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, that she's going to walk, oh, God, into favor, God. Favor, favor. Let favor find her in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that comfort, God, comfort her. You said that the Holy Ghost is our comforter. So, Holy Ghost, I send you to the woman of God. Comfort her in this time. Comfort her in this season. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. We see area code 504. The last four of your number is 3439. Your line is open, caller. Amen, amen. If not, we're going to go to this last caller, area code 773. And the last four of your number is 4647. God bless you, caller.
God bless you. I'm calling for prayer.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up your manservant right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we don't know the situation or the circumstance, but God, you know every hair on his head, oh God. Father, you know every dilemma, God, every circumstance, everything that the enemy may be trying, oh God, right now in this time of his life. But Father, we stand in the gap, God. We stand, oh God, as intercessors, God. We come to plead, God, on his behalf, God, that you will begin to move, God, in every area of his life, oh God. Father, for every need, God, we call forth the meeting of that need, oh God. Father, we decree and declare, oh God, that by this time tomorrow, oh God, God, you will begin to show yourself. You will manifest, oh God, to him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, oh God, that the power of God and the anointing of God will engulf the man of God. And Father, we thank you now, God, that there is a hedge around him, oh God. And we thank you, God, that everything, God, that has been trying, oh God, to hinder him, oh God, you've caused it to be held back, oh God. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against him shall be condemned in judgment. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're raising him up to a higher standard in you. Father, we thank you now, God, you're causing him to come higher. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your name, man of God?
Joseph? Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I tell you, we have had a beautiful time on this line today. Amen. Before we close, I'm going to ask the woman of God to intercede for me. Pray. I have my grandson has been in Orleans Parish Jail since about the first week of June, and he goes to court on the 3rd. I pray that God will just let this thing wrap up, and whatever needs to be done, that it'll be done on this date, September the 3rd, and we'll be able to move on from there. And also, I'm asking prayer for my sister, Danielle.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up the young man of God. And Father, we understand why the attack was on his life. The attack was on his life because he's chosen by you. So, Father, we thank you, God, that even the chosen one is under fire. Father, we lean and depend on you. We can't do anything without you. But, Father, we know that you said that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you'll turn it whatsoever way you please. Father, we ask that you would touch the judge, touch the DA, touch the attorney right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, if wherever he is, oh God, keep his mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare a sense of peace shall fall over him, oh God. Father, even as he sits up in the middle of the night and search out the scripture, God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would speak to him, oh God. Father, we speak, God, to in advance. We speak to September the 3rd, and we call forth for September the 3rd to give us, God, what we've been praying for. Produce a miracle. Produce a miracle. Produce a miracle on the 3rd in the mighty name of
Thank
Jesus.
You,
I decree and declare, and I stand in the gap for the man of God. Father, the same thing you told me to do for my son, God, before they shoot my son, God. God, I went in the courtroom. You told me to walk around the courtroom and pray before the trial got started. So, Father, I sent a word. I don't care what section he's in, but I sent a word of prayer for whatever section he's in. And I anoint the chair of the judge. And when the judge sits in the chair, I touch his heart with compassion. God, let him be compassionate to the man of God. Father, I decree and declare that because, God, you set him aside, you did this to save his life. You did this to slow him down. You did this to show him that you are God. Now, God, you minister to him. You hold him and you keep him in the midnight hour. Father, we pray for Danielle right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will go wherever Danielle is and that you will touch her. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father.
Yes,
touch every area, oh God, in concern to her. And now we lift up Pastor because the burden is getting heavy, God. And we come to stand today as her Aaron and her. And we come to lift up her hands, because as long as her hands are up, we have victory. But it's when she's in her tired place, it's when she's in her fatigued place, it's when she's in her lonely place, we begin to be defeated. So I lift up the woman of God, and I become her Aaron and her, that we shall be victorious, and that this her voice shall hit the globe. And I thank you now, God, and everything decreed over her family, God, we set it established today at this time, in this hour of her life, in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Oh, God,
we love
you.
Nothing can separate.
God,
nothing can separate. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate.
Glory to God.
Nothing.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We thank God for this wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah. Before she dismissed someone, just ask Pastor Gloria to pray for this woman of God and our ministry and our family and all of the work that she's endeavoring to do for the kingdom of God. Glory to God, Pastor Gloria. Thank you, Pastor. We just appreciate you.
God, I bless you for this apostle. I thank you for this woman of God. Lord, I pray now, Father, that you restore the virtue that she's given out, Lord. God, I pray that her strength be renewed in the name of Jesus. God, I call for the boundlessness of heaven. I command it to be released now in her life in the name of Jesus. God, we call forth the release over every business matter, over every ordained assignment. We declare today, God, that the release is here. And Lord God, we denounce now every hindrance, every distraction. We declare no longer delay. God, we call it into fruition. We declare now manifestation. God, your word say, them that delight themselves in you, you will give the desires of the heart. God, I call for her desires. The man of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I refuse to give out for her sake. Lord, I declare no weapon formed against this woman of God, against her household, against her family, her ministry, that it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. God, I declare now, God, that Lord God, you bless the works of her hand. We command the blessing to come upon now, God, and overtake in the name of Jesus. We decree the Deuteronomy 28 blessing over this, your daughter. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you in advance, God. My God, I bless you in advance that the blessings of the Lord make rich and no sorrow, that it shall come over in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. I see the hand of the Lord. It is imprinted in your back, and the hand of the Lord is pushing you forward. I hear the Lord say it's going to be quicker than it ever has been. I raise you up. I made you who you are, said God. It can't no devil in hell hinder or stop. The Lord has already ordained and called and promised. It will come to pass. Said the Spirit of the Lord. God, we decree and declare that it is so. And Lord God, we command the east and the south to give it up. We command the north, the north and the west to refuse to hold it back. And now, God, we dispatch the angels to go forth and do that in which we ask. And it is so. And we blanket this prayer in the blood. And we thank you, God. My God, I give you praise. My God, I give you glory for it. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ.
My God, I feel the winds. The
winds are blowing in your direction. Thank you, Jesus. My God. We bless your name, God. Jesus. Oh, Father. God, we take no credit for what you're saying, and do. And Lord God, we know every word you spoke, it will not fall to the ground, but it will accomplish what you sent it forth to do. And it is so. And it is done in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
woman of God, for the word that you released on the airways today. Thank you for the deposit that you made. Thank you, Jesus. I give God praise for your life. God bless you also, Pastor Bernard. Thank you for all you can see. Amen. Them that God has ordained to declare word in Jesus. I bless God for atmosphere release words. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Yes, God.
God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. I see Prophet Sandra. Did you raise your hand? Did you have something you wanted to impart? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm so full of that. Prophet Sandra, did you have something? Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I seen a hand raised. I didn't know if she had something to say to the woman of God or anybody. Hallelujah. If call drops, you may call right back in. God, I bless you today.
Bless your
Thank
name,
you,
God.
Apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you
bless
for
your
obedience. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the sacrifice of your time. Amen. Amen. We can be doing something at this hour other than calling into this line, but I thank God for gracing us with your presence today and giving you a word, amen, that would encourage
thank
us, amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I see Prophet Sandra on. Let me see. She may have had something to say. Amen. Hallelujah, Prophet Sandra. God, I bless you.
Yes, ma'am. That's my husband. He's on the line. He wanted prayer.
Okay, all right. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah, Apostle. What's your husband's first name again?
Lawrence.
God bless you. All right,
Father,
God
in the name
you.
Of Jesus, we come lifting up Brother Lord right now before you, oh God. Father, we come asking that you would meet every need, oh God. Father, you said, oh God, in your word, oh God, Father, that the husband is the head of the household, oh God. So, Father, we lift him up in his spirit, in his mind, in his ego, in his body, God, that he becomes the head of the house, Father, that the wife may be proud to follow, oh God. Father, we thank you now, God, that you're flooding him, oh God. Father, you're flooding him, oh God, with just a thirst, God, and a hunger, oh God, to follow you, oh God. Father, and we thank you for Brother Lord right now in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we come to bind up the adversary, God, that will come and try to speak into his mind, oh God, that will try to, God, even pull him or distract him from the season in which you have him in. And Father, we pray right now, God, that you would send, God, us angels ascending and descending on Brother Lord's behalf, oh God. Father, release answers and revelation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even as he searched out the scriptures, oh God. Father, allow him, oh God, to have a revelatory knowledge of what you're speaking, God, even in the parables, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of frustration and aggravation and aggravation and irritation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we loose the hold over their finances, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We sever, oh God, God, any entity that will come up, God, to bind their financial status, oh God. And Father, we launch them into a place of wealth, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this divine couple. We thank you for their going to go forward, God, and spread the gospel, God. And we thank you that you're setting their hands and their feet, oh God. Father, we thank you now that you're following him, oh God, with wisdom, Father. Father, release the wisdom of Solomon upon his head, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we decree it and declare it. It is established at this day, in this time, in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for these, your people, oh God. Thank you for the leaders, oh God. Thank you for the leaders, oh God. Thank you for those, oh God, that lead your people, oh God. Thank you for the shepherds, oh God.
Thank you for the apostolic anointing, God, that set order, the prophetic vessels, oh God, that give direction. Thank you for the evangelists that go out and reach. Thank you for the pastors that shepherd and the teachers that teach, oh God. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for these, your leaders, oh God. God, I bless you for these leaders, God. Father, I pray and I stand in the gap for leadership, oh God. Father, because the flock is getting weary, God, but the leader must stand strong. Father, I ask that you would strengthen the leaders, oh God. Father, give us a rhema word, oh God, that would engage them, God, that would want to draw them and pull them and keep them consistent, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, ignite the leadership. Give us the fire that we began with. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let our fire become dim, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that leadership has to go to another level, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have been blessed today. We have been blessed today. Nothing we can add or take away from God's word on today. Amen. We just want to encourage you all. Amen. Those of you that's on social media, we're getting ready to host a two-day meeting, well, two-and-a-half-day meeting with Apostle Bishop Leo Lewis out of Montgomery, Alabama. That is my presiding bishop, amen, and he will be here in the city of New Orleans on November the 5th, 6th, and 7th, so mark your calendar.
Amen.
The title is the Glory Invasion, a call to repentance, prayer, and warfare. You don't want to miss this, amen. So mark your calendars. We don't have no big lineup. We just have a major speaker, and I tell you, a prophetic, anointed psalmist in his son, Elder Leo Lewis Jr., amen, who is a live recording artist, amen. And I tell you, if you if you've never been in the, hallelujah, in the presence of the prophetic anointing flowing, and you're able to feel and see the manifestation of God's glory, you need to come and hear this awesome man of God. He will be preaching and teaching for those 2.5 days, amen. So we invite you to come out. Those of you that's in the New Orleans area, invite someone to come out. We'll be posting this flyer up until that time. We are sitting on maybe about 63 days. So God bless you. We thank you. We're looking forward to the fellowship with Apostle Francois, amen. And of course, amen, my mentor is on the line, Pastor Gloria Smith, amen. We invite you to come out to 4501 Dalman Road on Sunday, amen, at 11 o'clock a.m. worship, amen. And we certainly look forward to all we have to do. And Apostle Francois, can you give them your information for your location there in Harvey and give them the times of your services?
Amen. I am Apostle C.P. Francois of the New Revelation Prophetic Ministries. I am at 6024th Street, Morello, Louisiana, 70072. Our service time is 8:30 a.m. On Sunday morning worship, and then Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for Thursday night word explosion. You can also find me at C.P. Francois Ministries on Facebook and New Revelation Ministries. And I want to just reach out to all of the leadership. There is a new app that God has blessed us with, and a lot of the body of Christ does not know about it. But the app is called Periscope, and people can actually see you preach live in real time at no cost. So I want to spread it to all of my brothers and sisters in the gospel so that we can utilize the things that God has given us. It's enough with the devil. He has enough outlets to reach people, but God has given us some outlets that we may be able to use. So people just simply download it from their tablet and or their cell phones, and it is called Periscope. And what you can do is you can go live at any time, and your followers will be able to log in and to just get a fresh word. Whatever it is that you're releasing on that day. Again, that app is Periscope, and you can find me on Periscope at Apostle_CP, Apostle _CP. And I do not take this lightly. I am so privileged just to be amongst such anointed women, such generals and powerful sergeants in the body of Christ. I am a babe to this, but I thank God that I have the wherewithal to stay under mentors and strong leadership. So I want to thank the women of God just for allowing me to be able to minister with them and to them on today. God bless.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, Apostle Francois. We love you with the love of God. I tell you, we're connected. We're connected. Anybody
yes.
that God connect me to is for lifetime. Amen. It's for eternity.
Amen.
Amen. So we bless God for you. So we won't be back on the line until next week, next Tuesday. We do have a lineup, Pastor Miracle Burleson. We haven't heard from this powerful woman of God out of Houston, Texas, will be with us next week. And also Bishop Jesse Grant. You all know him on social media as the bishop that is talking out loud. He will also be with us on next week. So God bless you. We thank you. Keep in mind those that have gone through and experienced the Katrina travesty. Amen. They're celebrating their 10th year anniversary, and I know what it was to experience some of that tragedy. Amen. My mother was out of her home for about 4 years before she was able to go back, and they renovated the home. So we just continue to pray for them. I know President Obama is here visiting the area on today. I don't know if he's going to be here any further, but he is here on today. So remember to pray for our governments, pray for our president as he travels throughout this nation. God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Again, we salute the woman of God for coming on and sharing this time with us today. God bless you. We're going to close out with God wants to hear from you.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. Your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing. He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, he wants to be glorified. You're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, he wants to hear from you. He desires your praise, so your hands to him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing. He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let him hear from you. He desires your praise, show your hands to him last way. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but you're waiting on a blessing from you. From you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. See you next week.